Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Truly, I can attest to the psalmist that Jesus is a wonder in my soul. I pray he's also a wonder in your soul today. Amen. We greet you in the matchless, awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for once again tuning in to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. This is a time when we come together to share the word of God with you. Amen. This is a time that we come to encourage and to inspire and to motivate and to uplift and to empower each and every one to pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus. We are on this airwave Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturdays, we're on at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 o'clock Central Time, and 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And my friend, my dear friend and minister in the gospel, Billy Burns of Apex, North Carolina, she hosts a segment on Saturday call, and the segment is titled They Overcame, where there's nothing but testimonies going up before the Lord. So if you have a powerful testimony, if God has done something miraculous in your life, you need to come on Saturday morning and share that with our listeners and our audience. Amen? And on Sunday morning, we're on at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We come on for only 30 minutes of prayer on Sunday morning. And we enjoy doing that because guess what? It gets us in a wonderful state where when we go to our different respective houses of worship, we already got something in our spirit. Hey! And once you walk in that door, hallelujah, it'll just illuminate and it'll just transform to someone else. Amen? So we're thankful for that. We want you to know that our P.O. Box, should you desire to mail or email us, our P.O. Box is 5702 Stockton, California, 95205. Once again, that's P.O. Box 5702 Stockton, California, 95205. Our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Once again, that's newdestiny54@yahoo.com. We certainly enjoy hearing from you when you write us a call in. Call in. This is a live broadcast. And if you have access to a computer or a cell phone or a landline phone, call in. Our call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Once again, that call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. I know this is a week that the nation has set aside to give thanks. Hallelujah. And I don't differ with that because it's always good to give thanks unto the Lord. He said men should always pray, hallelujah, and we should always give thanks unto the Lord. For truly, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. So we're going to open up with the word of prayer on today, amen, and we're going to get right on into our broadcast. We won't hold you long. I have some things that I have to do also, hallelujah, and I don't want to hold you. We each are doing some things this week to just get with our families and our friends and just be thankful for another year that God has blessed us to see another holiday as Thanksgiving. But I want to tell you that God, hallelujah, God honors you when you give him thanks every day, each and every day of your life. Have a praise in your heart. Be thankful, hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to open with the word of prayer. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly again on this 20th day of November in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2012. We come with no other purpose, Lord God, with no other motive, with no other objective but to give you praise. Hallelujah. We come, Lord God, to speak a word that would encourage, that would inspire, that would motivate, that would transform, that would give someone out here in radio land some hope. Hallelujah. This is a troubling time for some people. Everybody's not happy. Everybody's not joyful. Everybody's not thankful. Hallelujah. Just because the nation has set this day aside doesn't mean that everybody's going to give you thanks, Lord. But we're thanking you for what you have done in our lives. We're thanking you for what you're doing right now. Oh, God, and we're expecting you to do some great and mighty things. Lord God, we ask you to continue to look upon our families, Lord God. Look upon our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Look upon the leaders of this nation. Remember our president in the first family, Lord God. Remember our troops, our hospitals. Remember our nursing homes. Remember those that are sick, that are in prison, Lord God. Remember those that are afflicted and downtrodden today, Lord God. Oh, God, remember our teachers and our doctors and our attorneys, Lord God. All those that you have set in certain positions, Lord God, even the nurses and the paramedics, Lord God, our policemen, Lord God. We asking you to remember them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we come against every hindrance on today that would come against this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we asking you to loose the airwaves, Lord God, those that may be listening by computer and even those that may call in a little bit later, Lord God. We asking you to bless them, Lord God. Remember the men and women that have come on this line to preach and teach the gospel. Remember Prophet Addison over in West Africa, Lord God. Remember Pastor James in West Africa, Lord God. Remember all your evangelists and your pastors and your bishops. Hallelujah, your ministers and your sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. All those that have graced this line, God, and have made a sacrifice to come on and share the word of God with us. Oh, God, we asking you, Lord God, to remember us as we travel on the highways and the byways and the airways. And, Lord God, I'm asking you to bless my niece that's celebrating her birthday today, Andrea Jones, God, in New Orleans, and even my oldest granddaughter. Her birthday is tomorrow, Lord God. I'm asking you to bless her. And then my mother's birthday is on the 23rd, the day after Thanksgiving. Lord God, I'm asking you to continue to bless my mother. Strengthen her, Lord God. Let your blood cover, Lord, and don't forget about my son, Jamar. Go to Angola, Louisiana right now and touch him, Lord God. Touch his mind right now. Give him a mind to surrender, Lord God. Remember Danielle, God, in a special way, Lord God. Let this be the year that you bring her out with an outstretched arm. Oh, God, she's looking to you. 20 years, God, and you know where she's at. I thank you for beautifying her, Lord God. I thank you for keeping her with a sound mind, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we bless you, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you thanks, Lord God. Remember my grandchildren. Remember the bereaved family of the Claibornes as they bury their mother and their sister and their daughter on tomorrow, Lord God. Comfort their heart, Lord God. Wrap your arms around them. Oh, God, don't let them be discouraged, Lord God. Let a word be said to draw them unto you, Lord. For you said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. Oh, God, touch that family in a mighty way, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. We thank you for everything that you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you today, God. We give you glory. Oh, we're going to continue on. We're talking about this week, our destiny focus. We carried on from last week. We started giving God some praise. We asked you to come on this line, and if you had a testimony to testify, and our subject last week was lift him up. Hallelujah. Lift him up. Hey, and this week, hey, we're continuing with our focus, giving thanks. We want to give him some thanks. Not just because it's Thanksgiving, but we just want to give him thanks. For the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we want to testify to the goodness of Jesus.
Some people is not going to cross over this year. Some won't go into 2013. Some won't even make it into the Christmas holidays. But those of us that God still have in the land of the living, he has us here for a purpose. Ah, I could have been gone on November the 9th, but he spared my life. And I'm going to give him thanks. And I'm not waiting to Thursday to give him thanks. Each day he wakes me up in the morning, I give him thanks. Oh, I bless him today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. I see a caller. Hey, you know the Messiah. Hallelujah. With an area code. Lord, help me today, Jesus. Help me, Lord God. Area code 501. Yay, glory to God. And the last four of your number is 9211. Can you greet us, caller?
Good afternoon.
Bless the Lord. Who am I speaking with?
Minister Cliff. How you doing? I'm from Arkansas.
Minister Cliff?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. God bless you for tuning in with us again today. Minister Cliff, how are you today?
I'm a bit transparent. I'm a little upset at this hour.
You're
and I
upset?
Need your prayers.
What you upset about?
Well, you know, like you said, I am thankful every day of my life, not just on a holiday, but I have literally blocked out this Thanksgiving because of my family. And I'm trying not to cheer because this, what I'm going through is so heartbreaking. My family has not yet accepted my new wife because there's just things last year that we had went through, and I just didn't feel that it was right. You know, my wife is from California. She's a doctor herself. So,
she's from California?
Yes, ma'am. She's from Stockton.
She's from Stockton. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
she's
in my neck of the woods, and she's from Boston. Yes, ma'am. She came
out here to go to school.
What church does she attend?
Ma'am?
What church is she attending?
Well, her mom and her stepdad go to Progressive. You know about that church?
Progressive, okay, yes.
Yeah. That was that for light skin with glasses. I don't.
Pastor Shields, yes.
Okay. We went to visit them this summer, and I went to visit them, and they had some kind of anniversary going on with him and his wife, but it's a very nice church. I enjoyed the service.
Okay, son. Now, you live in Arkansas, Minister Cliff?
Yes, ma'am. Been here 77.
Ypsilanti?
So, ma'am?
What part of Arkansas?
I'm from Little Rock.
Little Rock, okay. Okay. Well, Minister Cliff, this is our week. We are looking for testimonies. So if you have a testimony, or even if you just need prayer, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for God to do for you, just believe it. But if you want to testify, you're welcome to do so, Minister Cliff. And don't you be disturbed. You know, prayer.
Okay.
Prayer is our key. Prayer is the key that opens up doors. And I can understand where you're coming from, because when we lose our loved ones and then the Lord brings somebody new in our lives, it's a difficult situation, and you certainly need the Lord to navigate you through that situation. And you know, especially when you've been, how long were you married to your first wife?
We've been together 2 years next month. And
your
I just hated
wife?
That my mother and my auntie didn't really accept her because they said we got married too fast and all this stuff. And there's a bunch of nonsense. I'm like, you know, I was engaged before, and the woman I was engaged to last time before I got married, they put me through a living hell. I'm trying to figure out if the woman I got now is supporting me in my ministry and in my schooling, that should be a good thing. But my last one just wanted me for my money. You know, and I'm not feeling this. I got a good woman on my side, and they can't support me as their son or their nephew. the wilderness, and my wife told me last week that she didn't want to go to our aunt and family get together because she would feel uncomfortable, and I can understand where she's coming from, so we're not going to go. Because if anybody talk crazy to my wife, then I'm step in and say, hey, look, hey, slow down. This is my wife. I got to keep her first now. I'm not single anymore. But, it's just disturbing, and it's actually breaks my heart how.
I have my Pastor Singleton here with me, and we're going to pray. Minister Cliff, and I tell you, the Bible say, in all thy getting, get an understanding, and we have to do all things according to the scripture, and we have to get peace, and we have to have counsel where we'll know what direction God is really leading us in. So I'm going to ask Pastor Singleton to pray for you right now, Minister Cliff, and God knows everything. He knows everything.
Yes. How you doing, Minister Cliff?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay, we're going to touch and agree. And do you believe that Jesus can work it out, Minister Cliff?
Yes.
Okay. You've got to believe, because if you have the faith, the grain of a mustard seed, we can ask what we will, Minister Cliff. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's touch and agree. You say we're two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing on anything that God said he would do it. Okay? Amen?
Okay.
Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to touch Minister Cliff. In your mighty name, Lord, bind every whispering demon that's trying to come up against him, whisper in his ear, Lord. I'm asking that you touch his mind in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit that's not like God. And we ask that you move in a mighty way in Minister Cliff's life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you today. Hallelujah, for what you're going to do, hallelujah, in your mighty name. And we believe it, and it's done in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Do you have a testimony, Minister Cliff?
No.
No, well, you just continue to praise God and lift him up. And you have to do what's in your heart that is right. You are a minister, so guess what? You have to consult God in each and everything that we do, because the enemy is busy, and he's trying to take us off our course. We have a destiny in Christ Jesus, and we have to continue to pursue that regardless. Yes, we want our families to support us. However, we have to look to Jesus. He said, when your heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock, Lord God, that is higher than I. So we have to keep on looking to that rock that is higher than I. So God bless you, Minister Cliff.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Don't be a stranger. Tune in. We're on this line Monday through Friday. Amen?
Okay, thank you.
Amen, amen. I see my good friend on the line today. She might not have but a few minutes, but I'm so happy and always delighted to see Evangelist Patricia Joshua on the line. I know she's been busy, and I know God is working it out even as we speak. So I just thank God for her on this evening. Evangelist Joshua, we certainly miss you, honey, and we have been praying for you, but we're on the line this week. We're not doing any speaking or what have you, but we do have the line open for testimonies, and we're talking about giving thanks. And last week, folks, we were talking about love lifted me, and this week we are saying giving thanks. So we want you to come on, and I'm sure you have a testimony, because God does something for you each and every day of your life. So we have the lines open, and we want to hear from Evangelist Joshua. Amen, Evangelist Joshua. Okay, she might have her phone on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, praise the Lord. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm blessed. I give honor to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank him for this day. Give honor to you, Evangelist Bernard. Glad to hear from you. Glad to see you the other day. Amen. And just thank the Lord for this time that he has given us an opportunity to come on the line for a few minutes. And very busy here, but we want to try to listen in a little bit today if we could. I do have a testimony. My testimony is that many years ago, God called me this way. I thank him. You said to give thanks. I thank him for it because I thought I was all right, thought I was walking in a way that was pleasing. I thought it was enough to just believe that there was a God. But I have learned through his calling, through his appointment, and saving my life, saving my soul, calling me into his wonderful name, hallelujah, let me be baptized in the name of Jesus, causing me to know what true repentance is, and filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And it's been a learning way. It hasn't been something that just happened overnight, but through the process of time, hallelujah, I've got to know him better. There's a song say, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Amen. He has brought me over so many things and through so many events and concerns through death and through sickness and through need and events, unexpected events. God has been with me. And what I can say about him and I can thank him for is that he has preserved me. And he is still preserving me for that day. Amen. That day that we can finally say, hallelujah, that it's over. Hallelujah, but we want to see his name in peace. And I thank him that he came and gave his life, that this is not the end of it all. All these tests, trials, sadness, heartaches, good, the bad, hallelujah. This is not the end of it. Hallelujah, but one day we are going where Jesus is. Hallelujah, we're going joy and happiness, the song says, will be mine. So I praise God and I give him thanks. I thank the Lord every day. I try to tell him, Lord, I love you. And you speak that by faith because we do not know what real love is. We do not know how to love correctly, even not only in our natural lives, but even more so in our spiritual lives. But every day, I'm learning more and more about Jesus. Every day, hallelujah, I'm learning to love him more and more. I'm learning to love him through the tests, through the trials, through the heartaches, through the sadness, through the sickness, through the joy. I'm learning to love Jesus more and more. And I'm so thankful to him because, you know, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Hallelujah. Where would I be? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Who can I turn to but the Lord? So I just thank the Lord for being in the land of the living today, another opportunity to be able to praise his holy name and give him thanks, hallelujah, for all he does for us. And you know, our little words just don't seem to be enough. When we rejoice and we praise him, it just don't seem like we're doing him justice. Hallelujah. Even in our worship, when the tears roll down our face and we're caught up into that environment of worship before him and telling him of his awesomeness and his power, his might, his greatness, his love, even when we're trying to love him back, look like it's just not adequate for everything that he does for us. So all that we can say is thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. So I just thank you for the opportunity. That's my testimony, is that he saved me. He came, he suffered, he died for me, that I might have a right. Hallelujah. A right now. I didn't earn that. I have a right that I did not earn to the tree of life. I can live so. I have a right to talk to him, a right to ask him questions, a right to call upon him, a right to expect him, to expect him to move on my behalf. I have a right to expect for God to provide for me. I have a right, hallelujah, that even should my body lie down, hallelujah, and they place me before underneath ground and grass, I have a right to expect for him to raise me up one day. God bless you, evangelist. I've been and got stirred up on you. God bless
you. That's all right, honey. We letting the Lord have his way today. So you go ahead. You haven't been on the line every day, so I'm giving you the opportunity to say whatever the Lord has in your heart to express to him today.
Yes, I'm telling you, because I think about that. I say we are so blessed. We have rights in Jesus Christ that we didn't have. I was reading over there in Galatians and Philippians and Ephesians. We didn't have no right. We didn't have no right to anything. Everything was to Israel. But now we have a right through Jesus Christ. Through it lets you know through him. We didn't have a right, but through him. Through him, we have a right. We have a right to expect if we don't have. We're wanting. We have needs. We have a right to expect for God to provide for us. And you know what? Not only do we have a right, but we have a right, and that not without a promise.
Ah, hallelujah.
Not without a promise from him. I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. There has not been anything that God has given us right to that he hasn't given us a promise. There's a promise to go along with it. And I was reading over there Titus and Galatians where it said, and not only said he gave the promise in that he cannot lie. So we have a right. God bless you. I'm going to go on leaving with you. My phone's beeping now. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. We're on this line, and we know that the nation has set aside Thursday as a day to give thanks for the nation. But, you know, we got to give God thanks each and every day of our life. The scripture says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. You know, the Lord delights, Evangelist Joshua, when we tell of his goodness. And as I begin to think on the things of the Lord, and all, you know, the scripture said, when I think on the goodness of Jesus, and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. You know, when your soul begins to cry out, you really can't express what it's really saying. Hallelujah, because it's so embedded, it's so deep. The love of God, there's a song that says, it's deep down in my heart. I have the love of Jesus, and it's deep down in my heart. And you know, you can't even express, there's no words in the vocabulary of names to express God's greatness, to express his goodness, to express his love, to express his kindness.
Yes.
But he gives us an opportunity to say it as best as we can.
Yes.
So when I begin to think, just begin to define that word thanksgiving. It says the act of giving thanks.
Ah.
It says grateful acknowledgement.
Yes.
Grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors, especially.
Yes.
It says not to one another now, especially to God. Then that's the one I really love too. It says a public acknowledgement of or celebration of divine goodness. You know, when something is divine, whoo, Lord, I don't think it can get any better than divine. If it's divine, then you know it's of God. Ah, and God's mercies are divine. His loving kindness is divine. Oh, God. Oh, I can't even express today. I tell you, Evangelist Joshua, when my car hydroplane, and you all going to be hearing this, because this is the greatest thing other than Jesus dying that he has done in my life thus far. He has done some great and mighty things. But he said, I haven't been in a situation where my life was threatened since 1989 when I was robbed at gunpoint in Compton, California at 8:30 in the morning, and they carjacked me for my convertible, what you call these, the convertible Mercedes.
Honey,
and I tell you, even then, I didn't feel as threatened because the guy just walked up to me and asked me for my car keys. And I said, what? And when I said, what? He put like, because you know, he was black. And you know, I'm a African-American also.
Right,
and
right.
You know, we can get real silly when we want to. So somebody just, a little youngster come out of nowhere, gonna pop up. I seen him get out the car, Evangelist Joshua. And I seen him approaching me after I locked my car. And I'm just thinking that maybe, you know, the first thought came to my mind, he might snatch my purse.
Right.
Never did I think the young man was coming to ask me for my car keys. But so when he asked me for them, I got real crazy. And I said, what? You know, with an attitude. And when I said that, he didn't do anything. He just politely raised his shirt to show me the weapon, the pistol that was in his pants. You know, the great thing of his pants. In other words, I ain't got to draw it out on you, lady, but I'm letting you know I got something that I'll take your keys from you. I got something that's going to threaten you and that's going to make you give me your keys, but I'm asking you for them. But if you don't give them to me, I'm going to tell you something, okay? And I say I politely dropped the keys right in his hands, and they took on all, just found the car the next day. I got there. That's why when you got in front, you ain't got to worry about nothing. I was able to buy me another one. Hallelujah, paid cash for. I got a witness sitting right here at the table, my cousin, Pastor Singleton. So I'm saying that. Then later on, before that happened, this was the same year before I got carjacked. I had a gun. I don't know if it was a gun or just a finger pointed in my back. I was getting off work at 3:00 in the morning on Western Avenue in Los Angeles. I was working for Hostess Cake Company, and I would have worked about 14 or 15 hours. I was tired, and I meant when I got home, I wasn't coming back out, so I was going there to deposit my check. And this was like 3 or 4 in the morning, and it was real foggy out. And that little inner voice, you know, that little voice, the Holy Ghost will talk to you. And I just ignored it. And it told me very clearly, go home. Go home. And I said, Lord, I'm tired. I'm putting this check in this ATM today. I wasn't, no sooner as I walked up, a guy walked up behind me and pointed something in my back and asked me for some cash out the thing. And I went on and made the deposit, gave him the cash, and went on. But that was the same year twice automatic. You're looking at your life being threatened. You know,
yes.
Nothing happened. But when I was, when that car hydroplane, looked like my whole life flashed before me. I just knew it was over because it was nowhere in the mirror. I thought the cars was coming, but the Lord kept the cars from coming while the car went into a hydroplane 5 or 6 times spinning and went from one side of the freeway to the next. I knew it was over for me. But
yeah.
I just stopped. I don't know why I was calling on. I was calling on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And after it stopped, that's when it glided on over the embankment. And I didn't know how far down that embankment was, but the Lord knew. And when I went to pass that little intersection at Lodi, I was showing it to my grandson where you could still see the tire marks in that grass where my car went over that embankment.
My Lord.
It was over for me. But I thank God that he saved me. Giving him glory. I'm publicly acknowledging and celebrating God's divine goodness on today. The Bible says, all give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. There's nobody like the Lord. Hallelujah. And then on Psalm 107:1. We went from 105, 106, 101, and 107:1. It said, all give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. For his mercy endureth, endureth forever. God's mercy endureth forever. Our friend's mercy is only going to endure for a moment. But God's mercy, the Bible says it endureth forever. In Psalm 118:1, say again, all give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Mm.
His mercy endureth forever. Oh, I bless the Lord today. If I had 10,000 tongues, that's what one of the patriarchs testified. Say he couldn't give God thanks enough. He couldn't praise him enough. So, 10,000 tongues is a lot of tongues. And God has so many tongues because he's the God of the earth. Hallelujah. He's the God of the sinner, and he's the God of the saint. Every soul belongs to God. Hallelujah. So I thank him for just having an opportunity to give my own testimony. I thank him because he allowed me to live to tell the story. Because the police could have gave a report, and they could have surmised and kind of thought of what in the world did happen here. What happened here? But I thank God that he allowed me to live where I was able to express it. Where I was able to give him thanks. Now, you don't think that's enough to make you want to run on? You don't think that's enough for you to want to do more, Evangelist Joshua? That has just inspired me to do more for the Lord. That just has inspired me to keep him as close as I can and for me to stay as close as I can to the Lord. My mind is on Jesus. My eyes is on Jesus. Hallelujah, I don't look to man. And I know I got to deal with man every day because God placed man here in a position of authority. Hallelujah, but I thank God for having a Savior, Minister Cliff. I thank God for having a Savior, hallelujah, that in spite of all my faults, in spite of all my difficulties, in spite of all my little attitudes sometimes, he still has mercy upon us, Minister Cliff. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Amen. So I have Pastor Singleton. I'm going to let her give her remarks. And she testified on yesterday. I tell you, she took over the whole broadcast talking about the goodness of Jesus. So she's here with us today, and I'm going to give her an opportunity to give God some praise on today.
Praise the Lord, everybody. And
praise the Lord.
Joshua, how you doing?
Oh, praise the Lord. It's good to hear your voice. God bless you. I'm blessed.
Yes, God bless you too, Evangelist Joshua. Evangelist Joshua is a gifted teacher, and I just thank God for and thank God for Minister Cliff.
Amen.
And thank God for my cousin. Evangelist Bernard, I just thank God, hallelujah, today, because he's such a good God. And, you know, I thought about, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. We've got to chase after God. Dr. Sullivan was preaching at my church on Sunday, and she preached a God chaser. We got to be a God chaser, seek after him. And when we're not getting the things that we deserve in the Lord, it's because of us. We're not seeking after God, Evangelist Joshua, including myself.
Amen.
And we're not waiting on God, but if we seek after him with all our heart, with all our might, we will find him.
Yes.
Find. Like Evangelist Bernard had your topic, abide in the vine. If we abide in the vine, we will grow all our strength that God has wanted us to get, Minister Cliff.
Yes.
We have to abide in the vine. Excuse me. If you look at those grapes that are on the vine, it's because once they drop off the vine, it's no good, no more good. But if they abide in the vine, they'll become a raisin. Oh, Lord. But anyway, I just thank God for sparing my life, and I thank him for his mercy and his grace. And I just thank him for what he's doing in my life. And as I was saying yesterday, and I know all of you all know already, that God has done so much for us, so much for us. I don't know. He's got to be a great God, and he's a living God. God is not dead, but he is alive. And I'm giving it back to Evangelist Bernard, and you all just be blessed in the Lord. Be encouraged and hold on to God's hand.
All right, amen.
Amen, amen. And I'm going to ask Evangelist Joshua to sing us an old song, any old song. She just sing these old songs that just bring you all the way back. The blood songs, the deliverance songs, the healing songs. You know, we only have four people on the line today. So we just, and you know what? Sometimes they come on a little late, but they're going to find out today, hey, we done praised God, we done testified, we done lifted him up, and we're going on. I got some more shopping to do for Thanksgiving, too. So I'm not going to hold you all long today, but I just in my spirit for Evangelist Johnson to just sing a song for us, and we're going to have her to
close
out. And you're going to have Minister Cliff to close us out with a word of prayer. Amen. Evangelist Johnson.
Well, you know, I was thinking there's so many songs in my head when we're talking about the Lord, but I've been thinking about this. You know, we live in a day and time that we are seeing the shift of things that we have heard about down through the years, but we're living in some of that time today. And I was looking in the paper, and they were talking about how many homicides were going on here in Stockton, and, you know, been praying for God to not only rebuke that spirit, but to cast it out of this city. And that's, there is nothing impossible for God to do. And so that is one of the songs that we need to hold on to. is that what we're asking for is not, it might be great in man's eyes and impossible even in man's eyes, but it's not impossible with God. As Pastor Singleton said, she said, you know what, we need to be a God chaser. We have to chase after him, and we can remind him of his word. Now, I say that the song said, we used to sing a song, said, take him along with you. And if we have him in our hearts and in our minds and in our spirit, guess what? He's right there. He's walking right with us. So one of the songs says, I know my Savior is walking with me. That's an old song. Said, he's walking and he's talking. He's walking with me. So we have to go with the Lord and trust in him. Trust in him that he's going, he's there with us, he's going to do what he said he would do. We know that his word is not going to come back void. It's going to accomplish what he sends it out to perform. It's going not going to come back void. He's going to perform it. So when we ask, he said, you can ask anything. He said, but if you believe it, he said, you shall receive it. So we just thank the Lord, and we're going to sing a little bit of that song, because it's just a few that's going to hold on to what Jesus said, just a few. But we're going to sing that song. I'm going through, oh, I'm going through. I'll choose the way with the Lord, despise you. Oh, I'll pay the price no matter what others do. I started with Jesus and I'm going through. Oh, I'm going through. Oh, yes, I'm going through. I'll take the way with the Lord's despise you. I'll pay the price regardless what others do, because I started with Jesus and I'm going through. Amen. We got to go through this.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
We have to go through it. And there's not going to be, the Bible says in Isaiah, there's a way and there's a highway. And say on that broad way, you'll find a lot of walking, a lot of people walking. Say, but on that highway, that holy way, it's a narrow way, and you'll find a sojourner, somebody that's passing and going the same way you're going every once in a while. They're not going to stay there all the time. A sojourner don't stay in one place long. Say, but they're going to be on that way. You're going to meet them every once in a while. You're going to run upon somebody that believes, that believes the same way, that's suffering, hallelujah, that's walking in joy, walking in faith. So this is a faith walk, but we'll choose the way where God despises you. Everybody's not going to understand us. Everybody's not going to believe. Everybody's not going to treat us right. There's going to be oppositions, persecutions. What's the minister's name that you were talking to and praying for?
Minister Cliff,
everybody ain't going to understand you. Hallelujah. But this is the way of that, of the Lord's despise you. He said, if they didn't care for me, you know they ain't going to care for you. He said, but know this, I'm with you. Lo, I'm going to be with you always, even to the ends of the world. We have to walk this thing. You remember when he stood there and everybody was leaving, and he said, would you also go? Will you also go? And what did he tell him? He said, where can we go? You hold. You hold eternal life.
Yeah.
Where will we go? Where can we go? Where can I go? Where can I go?
Right.
Seeking a refuge for my soul. Oh, he's been a friend. He'll save me in the end. Where can I go but to the Lord? So all those songs, I thank God for them today, because they keep us encouraged to know that God is with us. Amen. So I'm turning it back over to you.
Amen.
Evangelist Bernard.
Evangelist Joshua, I was just thinking, and when you said about Stockton, and I remember when I had moved into a drug-infested apartment complex.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you, it used to be one of the most prestigious apartment complex in the community.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I am not going to let these drug dealers people control my street. And you know
mm-hmm.
what? If the saints in Stockton would get their bless off, pray over that bless off, I went from one end of the block to the other end, pouring that bless off all over.
That's right.
Praying
mm-hmm.
and binding those demons and everything. And I'm telling you, they got off my street.
That's right.
I didn't want to have to fear going home at night and leaving home, you know, because we have church. We have church several times in the week.
Yeah.
And I just refuse, Evangelist Joshua, to
uh-huh.
live in fear. But I tell you what, if all the people in Stockton that know Jesus would get together, take their breath off, and start finding those spirits on the street and marching. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Demons will have to flee. One can chase 1,000, and two can chase 10,000.
That's
and
right.
Them in the name of Jesus, and take your shit back.
Jesus.
I can take one block back. Honey, y'all can take a whole town, a city back.
That's right.
We need to get together in Stockton, and I'm telling you, and start marching on. Take it back street by street. Street, keep marching on one street. Oh, Evangelist Bernard said we not that bold, but no, we're not that bold. But the Holy Ghost in you is bold.
Yes, it is. And I tell you what, I know you are right, because two neighborhoods I moved in, and one of them, they were running right by the front window shooting at the people. You hear the feet just hitting the pavement, running fast, and then all of a sudden you hear the gunshot. They're chasing. You hear the next set of feet, and then you hear shooting. So the guy's running away from it. And I met a neighbor, and we got out there, and we got to praying. We met each other, and, you know, and found out we were both in church. We're in two different churches. And so
mm-hmm.
we went ahead, and we would come together and pray on Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, let's take some tracks around. And when we went to the people's doors, and they found out we were from two different churches, but we were out there inviting people to the church, to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They were surprised, but it was like one apartment that was just like the Lord, when he spoke to me, he said, it's a stronghold. But we prayed, I would take that oil. I know what you're talking about, taking blessed oil. Walked through that apartment complex, and we put that oil down. We prayed,
hallelujah.
And I went over where that stronghold was. I wiped it all on the gate and all pulled some down the ground where they had to walk in and out of. And when the Lord told me one day, he said, you pray to take the strong man down. And so I
yeah.
prayed that. And one day I'm standing at the window, there go the man in the back of the police car. And the people went over to, they left out of there. When they took that man, that was it. They went in to clean the place up, and they said there was feces all up in the fireplace, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the kitchen sink, everywhere. It was babies, men, women, and children up in there. But you could tell it wasn't the right environment. And that was one neighborhood. I moved to another neighborhood and walked that area, and I seen God clean that one up too. So I know you're telling the truth. That's why I don't have any thought about praying for God to come here and turn this around here and stop it. Now, we know the word said that wickedness is going to abound, but we know that God said that he would preserve us. And he said where we are, the place is supposed to be blessed because of our presence, not we supposed to be going under because the wicked is in authority. No, you supposed to take the wicked out. So that's why I'm praying.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you, Evangelist Johnson, for those beautiful songs. Bless the Lord for that. We see another call that just popped on. I might be Bishop Bayashi, I don't know. Area code 214, the last four of your number is 7831. Can you greet us?
Yes, I can.
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Dawn.
Oh,
hi, Dawn. Hi, Evangelist Joshua. Hi.
Say hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. How's Jarvis?
Pray for him.
I'm still praying for him.
Yeah, all right. Pray for him. That's all I can
say. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, that's your cousin on the line, too, Pastor Singleton, Dawn. So you have a testimony you'd like to give us?
Well, I gave one the other day, but I'm proud to be here, and it's a blessing to hear Evangelist Joshua and Pastor Singleton on the line. But I'm proud to be here. I gave my testimony the other day about my apartment. I was about to not evict me, but they was putting me out because of my son. But God is so good. I found me one, thank God. And it's just a blessing. And I can't say nothing else but just thank God because he's been so good to me. He has blessed me. And even of my shortcomings, he blessed me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank God for him, and thank you all for praying for me and Jarvis. Jarvis is really, he really needs prayers. I just have to just keep lifting him up. I'm not going to give up on him. But
yeah,
he's just bringing me through. But God is good.
All right.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you. We've been praying for you. We miss you on the line yesterday. And
I tried to get on, but they wouldn't let me on for some reason. It's busy. I don't know why.
We had about six callers on the line on yesterday, but your cousin, Pastor Singleton, really has powerful testimony on yesterday. And I tell you, Evangelist Joshua, the Holy Ghost showing up took over because she don't roll like that. But she had a powerful testimony that she said she had been sitting on, and the Lord just released her yesterday to stop sitting on it and give it to the people and let them hear it. So I'm looking for God to do some great and mighty things. Amen. So we're going back to Minister Cliff. Minister Cliff, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Amen. Amen. We want to have a final comment and remark by you, and we're going to ask you to close us out with a word of prayer, and we just bless the Lord for each and everybody. We will be on the line for the rest of this week. I don't take days off. Hallelujah. In the secular world, I take days off. But when it comes to the Lord, I don't take any days off because I feel a sense of urgency, a sense of urgency. You don't know who's out there that's on the internet searching and looking for a word from the Lord, from somebody. So therefore, I know one thing. If you go back into the archives, you can go back and listen to these words that these men and women of God come on this line and give each and every day. Amen. By way of announcement, before I bring Minister Cliff back on, let me tell you, please, please get ready to come and fellowship in our True Fellowship Conference that will be held December 7th and 8th. Those of you that live in Northern California and Southern California, we're looking to see you. And the event will be held at 2281
East Main Street in the city of Stockton. Amen. So this is the host, pastor is Dr. Kenneth Burford at Christ Redeeming Center, 2281 East Main Street. Amen. So we're looking to have a wonderful time. We have some marvelous anointed speaker, Dr. Winston Singleton of Grady Richmond Ministries will be there with us from Los Angeles, California. Also, Pastor Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Healing and Prayer and Compassion Ministries of Elk Grove, California. Dr. Kenneth Burford will be one of the speakers, and also Pastor Ashton Adams of Circle of Love Ministries on Blog Talk Radio. He will also be ministering for us. And we have Senior Vice President Doris Campbell, along with Sister Dorothy Screen of Five Links Enterprise, will be doing a business opportunity meeting to teach you all how to bring some other streams of income into your churches and your families. Amen. So we're looking to have a glorious time with that in that fellowship. Amen. So God bless you. We're going back to Minister Cliff for his final comments and a closing prayer. God bless you, Minister Cliff.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank all y'all for giving me a chance to talk about what I had to go through. Well, I'm still going through it now, but I know God's able to pull all of us through. So I guess what I need to do is just start worrying about it and give it to him wholeheartedly, because the Bible says that cast all my cares upon him and leave it there, you know, in front of the altar and in front of Jesus. So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
I love my family, love my wife, but, you know, I don't want to be involved in that no more. I'm just physically tired. That's why I'm just having a hard time trying to cope, but I'm not coping no more. I'm going to give it to him.
Good to him. Amen. Amen.
Father God, we ask you right now. First of all, God, we thank you for just who you are. Thank you for the God that you allowed us to know. God, we just thank you for every little thing that you've done for us, everything that you have done. And God, we thank you for things that you will do for us. And God, I'll even go another step further, God, if you never give us another blessing, you've done enough. God, we just thank you for the ladies on the line, thank you for the testimonies, the prayers, their wonderful work that you have given them, God. God, we ask you right now to give us new mercies day by day. Fill us with your love, your mercy, your grace. God, we ask you right now to keep us to comfort care. And if the enemy, not if, but when the enemy asks for food, God, we just ask you that you keep his protection like you did Job. God, we know that you're able, but you're willing, and God, more importantly, we know that you love us. God, we ask you right now for the kingdom that you've given us to do, the ministry that you've given us, God, and we ask you right now to give us power beyond belief, that some of us, God, may not know what we can do by ourselves, but with you, God, the word says that through all things in Christ, that you give the strength. God, I ask you to strengthen us even right now. God,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for the love. We thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. God, I thank you for what you are giving me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God,
Lord.
Thank you for your healing, God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Touch him right now, Jesus.
The tears I cry, God, I'm not tears of sorrow, but tears of joy, because I know what you are able to
do. Yes, yes.
I know what you come. I know what you're able to pull me out of, God.
Yes,
God,
yes.
And now, God, in Jesus' name, I pray to give your son, Jesus Christ, down and fall for us, because we, all of us deserve to go to hell, but your sovereign son, Jesus, he took our sacrifice and laid it on his shoulders, God, and said that it is finished. God, we thank you right now, your son. We thank you for the blessings you've given us. In Jesus' name, then we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. We'll see you on the line on tomorrow. And we're going to close out with the song, I Will Trust in the Lord. Minister Cliff, you keep on looking to the Lord, because God is going to comfort you. God is going to bring you out. And everything is going to be all right. Just keep on trusting in the Lord.
And they were singing a song, they were talking like this. They said, you know we come this far away. I love the song.
Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, see you tomorrow.